Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Harsh. Stoney is in for Scott Anderson, 97.1. 248-539-9797. Ed is in Clarkston, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys. How's it going this morning?
It's going well.
You guys were talking about the Michigan State situation, and it got me thinking. The legal department got involved, and I just wonder, did they even kind of proceed in a deep throat type of way to call this out? Because with Mel Tucker, what they fired him for, could be fought in a court of law saying, that's what I did on my private time. It was consensual. Borderline, if that's cause to not pay him. This is a violation of the rules, which means they can fight having to pay him. And they may have pointed out that it goes back to 2024, which means Smith now may have known about it. Which means now they may be able to fire him without having to pay his buyout. That's a $113 million swing for him.
I think the first part of your statement is probably accurate. I don't think the Jonathan Smith thing has anything
to
do with
it. Well,
if
they're looking to replace him, getting out in front of that, and there was no monetary penalty, which would have really hurt Michigan State, and they lost some wins and some pretty bad seasons. And they can't take the memories away from the players.
Yeah, look, I don't know if there's any tie to Jonathan Smith here. Could that card be played?
No.
I mean, what you said at the very beginning is true of all these cases.
Yeah.
The lawyers are definitely involved. And, you know, I know there's some people say it's not that, we get that it's about the money. What about the principal? And I was talking to someone in a high position in college athletics, not Ward Manuel or something like that, who said to me, principal can lead to a lot of billable hours.
Yeah.
And, you have to decide which hills you're going to charge up. But I do agree. I'm sure the lawyers got involved and said, let's look at the bottom line here. And they're never going to come out and say, and I don't think you can come out and say that this is what we were hoping to get, because we are hoping that we can move away from the Mel Tucker saga and be just cut that cord and be done with it, which is in the best interest of Michigan State football. So 248-539-9797. I do want to touch briefly here on this Piston game last night. Had a chance to go, and Mike, 124-113 over the Bulls. The Pistons are without Cade Cunningham, out Jalen Duren, out Tobias Harris, out Jaden Ivey, obviously, out Marcus Sasser, out Isaiah Stewart, out Asar Thompson. I have no idea how they won this basketball game.
Well, let's be fair. The Bulls were missing couple of their good players too. But Josh still, Giddey and not Cody as many White, as yes. we were.
They weren't missing
seven.
I
turned it on and you were there, and I should have texted because I know you were debating whether to go or not, and I figured, well, we found out Cade wasn't playing, he probably didn't go, but he went. And watching it on television, I thought I was watching a preseason game. I mean, there really wasn't much defense being played. It was just guys running up and down the gym and having a good time. And the Pistons were having a great time early. And then it got a little, all of a sudden, the Bulls said, I said, what the hell's going on here?
Well, they cut it to two.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was like 20. Yeah, it had a preseason feel to it. But you couldn't tell the guys, like the guys on the bench that were the regulars.
They were loving it.
They were loving every second of it. And I'm happy as hell for the Paul Reeds and the Dennis Jenkins of the world that got to go out there and play a ton. And look, you know, Ron Holland, at one point I was like, maybe Ron Holland should be coming off the bench. Maybe that's where he's most comfortable at this point in his career. It was funny because there were some struggles, right? I mean, there was some uneven play. But it's good to see guys given opportunities and see what they are capable of. And in the end, I wonder if something useful comes out of this. Like, you know, you get to the trade deadline and you, by that point, you know, all right, we don't need to replace Dennis Jenkins or something of that nature, right? Somebody who is given more of an opportunity due to these circumstances becomes an asset long term because of this chance that they're getting. Like I was stunned that they were even in the game, let alone won it, let alone controlled most of it.
Yeah, I mean it was great because, you know, I got a text from my brother-in-law in Philly because Paul Reed used to play for the Sixers, and he goes, "What's with Paul Reed? He's 28 points. Is there a misprint here?" I said, "No, he's been great. He was hitting threes. He had what do you have like 14 rebounds too? I mean, he was unbelievable."
He looked like a prime Kevin Garnett last night. I don't know what got into him. Honestly, I'm watching the game, and I was wrong about Paul Reed as far as just a third center. I'm like, you could do better than that, right? Boy, was I wrong. This guy, I guess when given the minutes, and I guess a lesser competition, we get that, but he can shine. And you forget, these are pros, and they're ridiculously in the one percentile of being guys to be able to get paid to do this. And Doug, last night, that was an absolute culture win. They won on mindset. It was almost like it didn't matter who was out there. You're a Piston. We're going to grit this thing out. I know everyone hates hearing that word now because it's been overused, but that's what kind of this city's been built on, and all the teams have kind of taken it on. It was like a vibe win. Like, we're just going to go out there, and we're going to will our way to victory, yeah, no matter who's on the court.
I can't believe that that's true already. I'm not saying you're wrong, Kang. I just can't believe it's true. If that is the case, that's already true, that people win because of the Piston culture, that it almost like you put on the uniform, you're going out there and the expectation is to win this game and it takes.
I just hope, I mean, it's really cool that happens. I mean, it happened with the going to work, the Bad Boys. And of course we're talking about, you know, grit, the Lions and all that. I just hope they don't get blinded where we talked about, you know, Markkanen yesterday and
yep.
You know, there's another one today, possibly, which that's a weird one too, Anthony Davis, but we'll get to that later probably. But where they're not going to sit there and say, you know what, we're not going to go after a really good player because he doesn't have grit.
Yeah, I don't know how Trajan Langdon's going to operate yet. He seems pretty conservative to me, but we'll see. But last night when Arthur Millett came out and hit a three, I was like, that's enough. That's the Legion of whom? Yeah. This is unbelievable.
That's why Mason was calling him in the Legion.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I was just telling your screen, I said, I think what's being lost in translation here, I mean, I watched the game, and honestly, it was very entertaining to me. It was a breath of fresh air just to see guys that G League guys get on TV and do their thing, right, that you know they normally wouldn't get the opportunity. And to watch the starters, I mean, most starters play. Like, most starters were available. And to watch them do what they did, it was pretty cool. But what's being lost is the coaching. Yeah. Like, JB can coach his butt off. When you take guys from the Detroit Crews and have them compete against an NBA team, because that's what the Bulls put out there last night. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, okay, well, the Bulls were watered down. No, they just had two guys missing. We had a whole starting lineup.
Right.
And they let – Duncan Robinson came out on – he reminded me when he was at Michigan. He came out on fire from the tip, and he didn't let up. Yeah, he fouled out, but he gave it all. I was very proud as a Pistons fan to watch them do what they did last night. It was awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fun in that game last night, Mark. Feedback coming in. What's funny about college sports is, remember this, it's by the sport. In football, it's Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama. If it were basketball, that would favor Michigan State, Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, Kentucky.
Oh, as far as...
The NCAA.
Yeah. Well, North Carolina, I mean, their players didn't go to class for basketball, and they got off scot-free, right?
From an unnamed texter, you think this is a scenario you tell State fans to get over it? What a massive lack of awareness. Typical Michigan fan.
That was you that said get over it. Yes, I know. Just not get over. Just stay with yourself. Don't worry about them. You're good enough on your own. I know it's easy to say because I'm not
right.
One of you. But I don't know.
You're saying get over the obsession with Michigan.
Yeah, get over the obsession with Michigan, regardless of everything.
Well, anyway, we will get to the Blitz thingy next here on 97.1. Doug Karsh, Stoney is in for Gator. It is the Karsh and Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. And every Thursday at this time, we swing around the NFL with the Blitz thingy. A six-pack of questions from Kang, our producer. Stoney, you deferred yesterday, so you go first today.
All right, here we go, Stoney. Let's see if that strategy pays off.
Okay.
Question number one. What team has been the biggest surprise this year? That's either good or bad.
Well, the biggest surprise to me has been the New England Patriots. I thought it would take a few years for Vrabel to get going. I didn't expect Drake May to be as good as he's been. And they, right now, believe it or not, are in position to be the number one seed in the AFC East, which is mind-boggling.
I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts. They've already hit the over for season wins.
I think the Patriots have too.
And Daniel Jones isn't supposed to be doing this. In the last calendar year, one way or another, all of the following quarterbacks have been selected over Daniel Jones, either chosen to start or they were held on to instead of Daniel Jones. Tommy DeVito, Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins, J.J. McCarthy, even Anthony Richardson was supposed to start. And who's leading the way doing this?
Daniel Jones.
It all started with a benching about a year ago. And since then, he's been released and others have played over him. Draft picks have been selected instead of him. And he's got them where they've got them. I think this story is incredible. Go Daniel Jones.
Yeah, the Colts are definitely one of the teams you could put in this category. There are a lot to choose from. Mm-hmm. You got the Seahawks. Even the Panthers, I think, have exceeded some people's expectations. They're in a running for a playoff spot. But I agree with Stoney. I'm going to take the Patriots. Vrabel's first season, I know he's done it before, but his first season with a second-year quarterback doing this well in that division, they're leading that division ahead of the Super Bowl, one of the Super Bowl favorites in the Buffalo Bills. Vrabel maybe winning the coach of the year at the end of the season, and Drake may win the MVP. All right, Seahawks at...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Rams, does the winner take the division?
No. They play again in 4 weeks. So they both have relatively tough schedules the rest of the way. But I think it's too early to make that statement with them tied. Great showdown.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about this. And I go back to in these questions, or maybe it was bold-ass predictions. I said three teams from the NFC West would make the playoffs. I like that prediction how it stands today. These two teams have been impressive, but they still have another game on the schedule.
I thought there was a shot Arizona would get into before the season started, but that was a bad, bold-ass prediction. I agree with Doug because they do play each other, and they both – I know the Lions – the Rams have to play the Lions. Seattle's been unbelievable. I don't know. When push comes to shove, I will go with Stafford over Darnold.
I would agree.
So does the winner take this division? Yes, if the Seahawks win. Because the Rams' schedule looks a little bit more difficult than the Seahawks the rest of the year, but it could very well come down to that matchup. And that game could be one of the biggest games of the year. And we think this game coming up is big, but that one could be even bigger for the division. But right now, if the Seahawks win, they take definitely the lead in the driver's seat, and I think they'll eventually pull it out. All right, another big game this week, Chiefs at Broncos. But is this a must-win for the Chiefs?
I think it is. I mean, yeah, they could get on a roll even if they lose, but Denver, their defense is so good, I don't see them losing very many games. Now, their offense has been kind of shaky at times. Bo Nix has had some ups and his downs, and they've come up with some miraculous victories. But if they go this far ahead of the Chiefs, the Chiefs are in trouble.
Yeah, this is a must-win for what? A must-win for the division? Yes. If they lose it 3.5 games behind with seven to go, they're in deep caca. But if they're trying to make the playoffs, no, it's not a must-win. The worst they'll be is a game out, although they don't hold the tiebreaker over Jacksonville, right. So it might be essentially two games out if they lose and Jacksonville wins. But as far as the division is concerned, it is must-win. For the playoffs, it's not.
All right, for the sake of the question, I'm going to say it is a must-win, but I do think they're going to win for the record. With that being said, the AFC, yeah, the division is going to be tough. The playoffs, they could still get in, of course, Doug, like you said, but it's really, really murky. There's a lot of teams in the AFC with similar records, and the Chiefs, they definitely don't look like the Chiefs of past. You know, Travis Kelce, ever since he got engaged, guys, doesn't look the same. I don't know, man. Mahomes, he's always going to be Mahomes, but he needs those weapons around him. They don't have a run game right now. I know they got Rice just coming back, so we'll see, but I do think they'll win. Because they always find a way. They've been there. They've done that. You always go back to Mahomes. He's calm, cool, collected with Andy Reid. Those guys know exactly what to do when the time gets tough, and I think they'll pull it out this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.